Intro welcome. In this lesson you'll learn how to rally new Colin Tone style drum bus crunch in Ableton Live 12, a flexible, DJ-friendly effect chain you can use as a return or insert to add warm saturation, mid-range bite and gated crunchy character to breakbeats. Lesson overview: this is an intermediate tutorial focused on routing, device order, useful stock device settings, and macro control. The goal is a multi-touchable audio effect rack on a dedicated return track called a new colon tone crunch, plus tidy gain staging on a drum bus, so you can use the effect in live DJ sets or resample stems. What you will build by the end, you'll have a drum bus group with proper gain staging, a return track, a new colon tone crunch containing an audio effect rack with multiple chains, crunch core using drum bus, saturator and glue compression, high-end sizzle using erosion and EQ, optional bit crunch flavor with redux, a low-end preserve chain using multiband dynamics, macros for crunch amount, low-end preserve, high sizzle and wet slash dry, two routing options, send from the drum group to returner for parallel crunch, or insert the rack directly on the drum bus and resample for stems. Prerequisites: have a live set loaded with a breakbeat, a drum rack, audio loop, or chopped sample. Be comfortable with tracks, sends and grouping. Step-by-step walkthrough: prepare the drum group 1. Group all drum channels, kick, snare, hats, chopped slices, into a group track called drum bus. 2. Insert utility as the first effect in the group. Use its gain to stage the group so peaks sit around -6 to -3 dB. This keeps things from clipping when you add crunch. Create the return track crunch rack 1. Create a return track and rename it a new colon tone crunch. 2. Drop an audio effect rack on the return and open the chain list. Build the main chains inside the rack. Crunch core chain 1. Crunch core. Start with a Q8. Low cut at about 30 Hz to protect the sub, and consider a gentle mid-dip at 200-300 Hz if the loop sounds boxy. Add drum bus. Try distortion around 3-6, start at 4, boom 1.53, start at 2, and transient around 1.0 to keep some snap. Add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip curve. Drive 3-6 dB. Set output so the chain doesn't clip. Add glue compressor after saturator. Threshold around -8 to -12 dB. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 110 ms, release 100-300 ms. End with EQ8 for tone shaping, a gentle high shelf of plus 1.53 dB at 812 khz for presence. High-end sizzle chain 2, high-end sizzle. Add erosion set to noise, rate 25-50%, amount low, 8-18% for subtle grit. Add overdrive with drive 2-5. High pass at around 2 khz so this chain sits in the air and doesn't touch the low end. Bit crunch optional chain 3. Bit crunch. Use redux with mild downsample and slightly reduced bit depth. Place an EQ before redux to tame harsh artifacts. Keep amount subtle. Under 15-25% for flavor. Low end preserve chain 4. Low end preserve. Add multiband dynamics and split the low band roughly below 150-250 Hz. Set the low band to minimal processing or gentle compression so kick and sub remain stable. This chain will act as a protected low band you can crossfade to when you need punch preserved. Map macros and performance controls 1. Map key controls to macros, crunch amount. Map drum bus distortion and saturator drive, with different ranges so the response feels musical. Wet slash dry. Map chain volume so the wet position raises the crunch chains and the dry position reduces them. High sizzle. Map erosion amount and overdrive drive on the sizzle chain. Low end preserve. Map chain volumes or use the chain selector to crossfade between crunch and preserved low band. 2. Name and color the macros clearly. Crunch, low preserve, sizzle, wet slash dry. Routing the drum bus to the return 1. On the drum bus, enable send A and start around -6 to -3 dB, then adjust by ear. 2. Decide pre or post. Post fader makes the send follow fader moves. Pre keeps send level constant for live stems. Right-click the send knob to toggle pre slash post. 3. Fine-tune the rack's wet slash dry macro to blend the return signal with the dry drums. Tighten transients and glue the bus. Optionally add a compressor or glue on the drum group after sends to control the combined dry plus return. Use quick attack 1-4 ms, release 50-200 ms, ratio 2:1:4:1. If needed, sidechain the compressor to your kick to keep the kick forward. Live slash DJ friendly options: map macros to a MIDI controller for hands-on control crunch, wet slash dry, low preserve. To create stems, route the drum group to a new audio track set to receive from drum group. arm and record this prints the crunch when using the insert approach. Final polish, use utility on the return to trim gain and narrow width. If the crunch gets too wide, use final EQ and multiband tweaks to remove muddiness while retaining character. Common mistakes: what to avoid, don't overdrive everything. Excessive saturation will destroy transients. Protect the low end. Saturation or bit crush across the whole band can kill sub solidity. Choose send pre/post deliberately. Inconsistency will bite you during a set. Always gain stage. Keep bus peaks around minus 6 dB before crunch. Avoid overcompressing after saturation. Use gentle glue settings or parallel compression. Pro tips: use parallel routing. Keep the dry break intact and blend the crunch as a layer. Stack macros across devices with different ranges for musical response. Use drum bus transient before saturation to accentuate attack. Automate low end preserve during fills and drops to change texture. Resample at multiple macro positions so you have ready to play loops for a set. For tube flavor, push saturator in clip mode. For nastier character, add overdrive after saturator. When using redux, keep downsample subtle or modulate it with an LFO for movement. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Load a 2-bar amen or funk break. Set initial level near minus 6 dB. 2. Create return A. Build a simplified rack. Ek 8 HP at 38Z. Drum bus distortion 4. Boom 2. Saturator drive 4. Soft sign. Glue compressor threshold minus 10. Ratio 3:1. Plus an erosion sizzle chain map to a macro. 3. Send drum group to return A at minus 4 dB post fader. 4. Map macro 1 to crunch amount drum bus dist plus saturator drive, macro 2 to wet/dry chain volumes. 5. Play and sweep macro 1 from 0 to 100, resample or record 16-bar loops at 3 positions, 0, 50, 100. 6. Compare and tweak low-end preserve so kicks remain powerful when crunch equals 100. Recap: you built a parallel return audio effect rack using stock devices, drum bus, saturator, erosion, redux, multiband dynamics, glue compressor and a Q8, and learned routing options, macro mapping, and how to preserve low end while adding new tone style bite and sizzle. Use parallel routing, moderate saturation, and multiband protection to keep breaks punchy and DJ friendly. Resample macro positions into loops for fast, reliable textures in your DJ sets. Performance and workflow notes. Quick reminders: treat the return as a performance texture engine. Keep flexibility, label macros, and choose sensible default ranges. Pre vs post sends. Pre keeps send constant. Post follows fader moves. Pick what matches your live workflow. Consider per element sends. Send snares and mids more than kicks and subs. Create multiple returns for different crunch intensities and map them to controller buttons for instant swaps. Keep a safety macro that instantly reduces wet to zero in emergencies. Save the rack to your user library with a name that reminds you of recommended send level and low-end crossover. Closing, that's it. Build the rack, map the macros, protect the low-end, and practice resampling different macro positions into DJ loops. With this setup, you'll get the warm saturation, mid-range bite, and high-end sizzle that make new tone style breaks cut through a mix, while keeping things lay-friendly and stem-ready. Go build, tweak, and resample, and have fun putting the crunch into your breaks.